This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Healthcare providers will have to be more transparent about any facilities fees that they charge. A new state law requires patients to be informed about fees in advance so they're not surprised. It also prohibits providers from charging facilities fees for preventative care appointments. The fees are often used to support the non-treatment side of healthcare, like administrative staff and building upkeep. Also under state law, women are allowed to receive up to 12 months of birth control at a time, but that has not been happening. According to Democratic State Representative Iman Judah, insurers and pharmacies have regularly been denying this coverage.
This happened to thousands of our constituents who reached out to file complaints with the Division of Insurance. It happened to legislators. It happened to the advocates who helped write these policies.
Now, a new state law passed this year clarifies that insurers must cover 12 months of oral contraception at a time. Advocates say that can make it cheaper and easier for women to avoid unwanted pregnancies and to access the other health benefits of the pill. This week, a writing organization is moving to its new and larger Denver building, which has more space for events and programs. CPR's Elaine Tassi has more.
Lighthouse Writers has been temporarily housed in the old VA Medical Depot in a building of less than 4,000 square feet. This week, it's moving to a newly built, 12,500-square-foot, ADA-friendly location in Northeast Denver. Executive Director Michael Henry.
We'll be able to offer more workshops. We also have an event space where we can host literary events. We built in lots of living room and salon spaces where people can spend time together and hopefully be creatively nurtured and inspired.
About $5 million were raised to build the space, which will host a summer literary festival in June and a Writers of Color retreat in August. I'm Elaine Tassi, CPR News.
Come find more at cpr.org.